ABC Radio Australia.
Meanwhile in Samoa, ongoing power issues meant the festive season was not as festive as it could have been. Problems with the electricity network meant the country is still relying on leased generators to maintain supply. Now, the Prime Minister recently said a permanent solution is still some way off, but some locals don't think that's good enough. Samoa reporter Adele Fruin has the story.
Taliaina Tavita runs a small store in the northwest coast of Wallu Island to support his family. But the inconsistent power supply makes it hard to operate his business.
I operate a humble small store in our village. We don't have much, but we do depend on the power to keep our frozen meat in. The constant electricity disruptions have been a hassle for us, especially when the drinks we sell are not cold. People don't want to buy it.
After a previous government leased generators, Mr. Tawita says there was a period when the power supply was consistent. But he says it wasn't long before the blackouts returned and they continued all throughout last year.
Let's not forget, the power goes off for hours. The frozen foods are at risk of going bad. I support the government, but my humble advice is to please fix our power as soon as possible.
Last year, the situation was so bad, the government declared a state of emergency. The crisis is due to faults in the country's main underground power cable, damage to power lines caused by severe weather, and the failure of backup generators. Months later, Samoa's electricity supply has not returned to normal and is still being powered by leased generators. Recently, the new Prime Minister, Aulid Maliutopulante Valfossi, said it's going to be some time before the situation is completely fixed.
The full generation capacity of electricity is expected to be restored by 2027 or 2028 following major upgrades of generators at the Fiaga power station.
But Samoans say that's too far away.
My understanding on this, they should fix our power because a lot of families and their frozen goods have been impacted. And also, they should issue a notice to inform people of any power outages before cutting the power.
Cut them some slack. The poor EPC workers were up all night and all day trying to fix our power. It's not their fault we have a lot of power outages, but I truly believe there is an electricity problem and it should be fixed now.
I agree with any change that will benefit us led by our government. I believe that fixing our power is a good thing, but that was 2025 and we are in 2026. I believe we should put God first, then prioritise education and the cost of living.
In the meantime, the Prime Minister said the government will investigate who was responsible for the failure to maintain the country's power infrastructure.
Somebody has to be responsible.
Somebody has to be responsible because we are spending a lot of money leasing these generators temporarily.
And that there is Samoa's Prime Minister, ending that report from Adele Fruin.